is KOIN Portland, Music Radio 97, and it's 11 o'clock.
Press News. After nearly 2 months, the Patricia Hearst bank robbery trial is set to go to the jury. This is Doug Poling reporting on the CBS Radio Network. Deliberations in the trial will likely begin on Friday following final instructions to the jurors from Judge Oliver Carter. Both sides presented final arguments on Thursday. Prosecutor James Browning said that Ms. Hearst's claim that she cooperated with her abductors for 19 months out of fear for her life was a story too incredible to believe. Browning also said that only by the grace of God was no one killed when Ms. Hearst sprayed a storefront with machine gun fire about a month after the bank robbery. Defense attorney F. Lee Bailey said the whole case boils down to survival. He said Ms. Hearst took part in the bank robbery only because she feared her abductors would kill her if she refused. If convicted of the charges, Ms. Hearst faces a maximum of 35 years in prison. More news in a moment.
Imagine what it would be like to have a microwave oven with a memory, so you could tell it to defrost or roast, cook it, then call you when dinner's ready. Wouldn't that be fantastic? Well, it is fantastic, because that's exactly what the revolutionary Amana Touchmatic Radar Range microwave oven can do for you. Because it's the first microwave oven with a memory. You take a frozen roast out of the freezer and put it in the Amana Touchmatic Radar Range. You select defrost and cooking times by touching numbers on the control panel. Push start, and the Amana Touchmatic Radar Range memory takes over. It remembers to defrost, remembers to wait for the temperature to even, remembers with split-second accuracy just how long to cook, remembers to shut itself off. It even remembers to call you for dinner. Then the timer remembers the exact time of day and displays it in lights. Get together with a friend and go see your Amana retailer this week. They'll show you the Amana Touchmatic Radar Range in action. Fantastic.
The nation's Atomic Energy Agency reports that there have been two incidents in recent years where explosives were actually found at nuclear reactors in the country. Dynamite was found in 1969 at a research reactor in Illinois, and a pipe bomb was discovered the following year at an atomic power plant in Wisconsin. The Nuclear Regulatory Commission says in both cases the devices were detected and dismantled in time. Congress continues to debate election campaign reform, working under a deadline that's just a few days off. Mariah McLaughlin has a report.
The Congress will not meet the Supreme Court's March 22nd deadline for legislation, which would provide for presidential appointment of federal election commissioners. President Ford says he will veto any measure which goes any further than that. The bill the Senate has been debating for 3 days does go further. The Senate accepted amendments which would increase the number of commissioners, terminate matching funds to candidates who get less than 10% in two consecutive primaries, and did away with the limit on speaking fees for congressmen. By late afternoon, after rejecting a simple reorganization plan twice, the Senate had worked itself into such a legislative mess, it decided it was best to forget the whole thing until next week. Mariah McLaughlin, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
Campaigning in New York on Thursday, Senator Henry Jackson of Washington talked about a Senate resolution he signed calling on the administration to clarify U.S. foreign policy. Jackson says the Ford administration, by saying the word detente will be eliminated, has left a confusing picture of where the government stands.
We're saying to the administration, shape up and quit the double talk. And what we want to avoid is a confrontation, and we want a better signal coming from North America during an election year to both our friends and our adversaries.
Jackson also promised voters in New York's Harlem that if he's elected president, he'll make housing the number one priority in his administration. The Arabian American Oil Company says new discoveries have raised the estimated oil reserves of Saudi Arabia by about 7 billion barrels. That's about 20% of the total reserve supply of the United States. Saudi Arabia has the largest crude oil reserves in the world. In Las Vegas, owners of 15 gambling resorts have rejected a union proposal for binding arbitration to end an 8-day-old strike by musicians, bartenders, and culinary workers. Now this.
I won't buy anything else, and I usually have two packages in the house, one that I'm using and one on reserve, so that I shouldn't run out.
I'm Don Morrow, talking with Mrs. Sally Mandel, an obvious Fleischmann's margarine fan. What's so special about Fleischmann's, Sally?
It has 100% corn oil, and corn oil is up there as being one of the highest in polyunsaturates, besides the fact that it tastes good.
Of course, Fleischmann's is low in saturated fat and has no cholesterol.
Anything that might be low in cholesterol interests me.
Is your husband aware of serum cholesterol?
Oh, he's very much aware of cholesterol.
Well, Fleischmann's can be a delicious part of a total dietary program to reduce serum cholesterol. How long have you used Fleischmann's?
Years and years.
Is price a factor?
No, not when it comes to my family. If I just gave them any old thing, they would eat any old thing. But I give them the Fleischmann's.
Listen to Sally and buy Fleischmann's 100% corn oil margarine.
Perfect to me right now.
The Federal Communications Commission has voted to allow telephones owned by customers to be hooked directly into phone lines as long as the equipment is registered by the FCC. The decision will eliminate the Bell System's control over the installation of phones in homes and offices around the nation. It is expected to spur competition in the telephone equipment industry. This is Doug Poling, CBS News.
In Radio 97 News, Oregon Supreme Court today ruled that unwed couples who live together in a broad man and wife relationship must divide the property accumulated during the relationship after the common law marriage ends. The ruling reversed a Multnomah County Circuit Court decision that found in favor of William Latham. He had refused to share about $100,000 in property with his wife, Eileen Marie Latham. That was a common law wife. That's a hard word to say. Common law wife, there you go, of 19 years. She said he had agreed to do so while they were living together. Lane County officials and businessmen are seeking ways to diversify the county's economy so it won't be jolted by the ups and downs of the construction industry. Unemployment in that county averaged 11.5% last year. Army engineers have recommended the plans for two water resource development projects in Oregon and one in southwest Washington be abandoned. Oregon projects are for levee improvement in Peninsula Drainage District No. 1 in North Portland and flood control on Soap Creek in Polk and Benton counties. Eugene attorney Charles Porter, who filed this week for the Democratic nomination as Oregon's 4th District Congressman, says he will run a low-budget, no-speech campaign. Porter, who was 4th District Congressman from 1957 to 1961, says he thinks the people have heard enough speeches and he thinks they're tired of the media. He added that he does plan to travel through the district talking to the people and, of course, letting them talk to him. About 150 people turned out in Portland last night for a public forum on Portland General Electric Company's request for a 20% rate increase. Discussion covered the difference in rates between PGE and Pacific Power and Light, a 25% rate reduction for PGE employees, costs of the Trojan plant billing, and advertising. A proposal to place a 5-year serial levy of $1 million annually on the May 25th ballot for the funding of Edgefield Manor was rejected today by Multnomah County commissioners, and the Multnomah County Sheriff, Lee Brown, said today his office will have to severely limit follow-up criminal investigation if a proposed $1.2 million budget cut becomes a reality. Look for some showers with partial clearing periods tonight and Friday. Chance of a few showers Friday night with increasing clouds leading to rain Saturday. Lows in the mid-30s, highs near 50. I'm Tom Morgan. Stay in touch with 97 News.
The CBS Radio Mystery Theater presents... I'm E.G. Marshall. The year 1976 is not only our bicentennial year, it also brings us something extra to celebrate. It's leap year, and all of us get a present of an extra day. What to do with it? It should be something very special and exciting, a new experience. Or maybe it's better to treat it just like any other day. You wouldn't, in your right mind, want to do what John McCaffrey did with it, unless you enjoy having the very blood curdle in your veins.
Gino Carpacci? Me? Gino Carpacci?
I know my own husband, I hope. And you better get over to your appointment with the man.
Lucelli?
The godfather. Gino, what did you do?
I don't know.
Well, you gotta have some idea. You're on the carpet. And it's no red one they're rolling out for you. Oh, Gino, I'm scared.
So am I. That makes two of us.
Our mystery drama, The Other Side of the Coin, was written especially for the Mystery Theater by Ian Martin and stars Ralph Bell.
It is sponsored in part by Buick Motor Division and Allstate Insurance Companies. I'll be back shortly with Act One.
How you apply paint is just as important as what paint you use. Hi, Pat Summerall to suggest your nearby True Value Hardware store for help with both. The what is their True Test paint. And the how, True Test Oral paint brushes and the True Test five-piece roller painting set. True Test paint brushes have Oral polyester bristles that won't droop, even in latex paints. They outwear ordinary bristles by 3-to-1, and they come in many sizes and shapes. Choose flat-edge brushes for painting large areas or angular chisel-edge brushes for trimming jobs. And True Value Hardware stores have the True Test five-piece roller painting set. That includes a 9-inch roller frame, two roller covers, an extension pole, and a ribbed metal tray. These True Test painting supplies are ideal companions to True Test paints, and they're just some of the many values you'll find at the participating True Value Hardware store near your home. And you can charge it on Master Charge at many stores.
Dreams. We all seek to understand the many ways in which God reveals His Word. Throughout time, God has spoken to man in dreams. Jehovah said in the Old Testament, "Listen to my words. If a man be a prophet, I make myself known to him in visions. I speak to him in dreams." So, pay attention to your own dreams. They might well reveal flashes of the future, predictions and warnings of things to come. They may give you a glimpse of God's guidance to lead you back to the peace and security of His way. For your free booklet on dreams, write to the Foundation Church, 1147 First Avenue, New York, New York, 10021. That's the Foundation Church, 1147 First Avenue, New York, New York, 10021.
Amnesia, that favorite device for authors, is a symptom. There are many forms, the most familiar to all of us, one of two, anterograde or lacunar. The first of these means simply the loss of memory of past experiences. The second means loss of memory for isolated events, a gap in memory. Patchy recollection with sudden blanks. It's a common result of having a little too much to drink. And then, like John McCaffrey, you wake up one morning with that terrible knowledge that somewhere the night before, you can't remember what happened at all.
Why do I always have to turn off your alarm? Gino, I don't know why, but last night you were flipping your lid unless you got up this early.
What time is it?
8 o'clock a.m., like you ordered. Who gets up in the middle of the night anymore?
8 a.m.? That's morning.
Oh, it's your problem, not mine. Leave me alone. I want to go back to sleep now.
It wasn't that I had a hangover. Oh, sure, my mouth was dry and my nose stopped up, and I shouldn't have had that last drink. That last drink. That, or the ones before it, had to be the same problem. Otherwise, what was I, a good Irish Catholic family man, a member of the police department, doing in bed with a kind of blonde a guy like me only sees in the set of four to one of those magazines?
Where are you going, baby?
In the bathroom.
Hurry back, Gino.
The whole thing is crazy. A dream? A nightmare? Where was Mary? What must she be thinking? As I closed the bathroom door behind me, my mind was in a turmoil. What was I doing here? And then I looked in the mirror above the wash basin, and every question was suddenly compounded. Because although I knew and lived in every fiber of my being as Detective Sergeant John McCaffrey, the face that stared back at me from the mirror was someone else. An intriguing, familiar someone else. But who?
Gina? Baby?
Yeah?
Aren't you coming back to bed with me?
No, I've got an appointment.
With who?
Well, you know.
How should I know? You don't mean the head man.
Who else?
Lucelli? The boss man? Oh, murder, but what time?
I don't know. Can't you tell me?
Me?
Well, what am I going to say to you? Last night at the... Well, last night is a blank to me.
Oh, you really tied one on, all
well,
right.
Well, what'd I do? Where'd I go?
I don't know. You weren't with me.
What do you mean I wasn't with you?
Well, just like I said.
Well, where was I?
Honey, that's what I'd like to know.
Well, I mean, how do we... I mean, where...
You don't remember?
No.
Oh. Well, we were having dinner at Gilberto's, just the two of us. Except for our usual muscle boy, when you got a phone call. You left Lorenzo to take me home, and you took off. That's the last I saw of you till you fell in the door around midnight and I had to put you to bed. Oh, boy, were you stoned.
Who'd I get the phone call from?
Well, you're the one who says you have an appointment. Don't you know?
I didn't have an answer for the question. I didn't want to answer it. I didn't want to know what my appointment was. All I wanted to be was myself, John McCaffrey, and be safe at home with wife Mary in Bayside. What was I doing here in a strange bed, in a strange house with a strange woman? And who was the phone ringing for? I knew the way things were. I was the one supposed to answer, but who was the person on the other end going to think I was?
If that's the Godfather, you better answer.
Hello?
Gino?
Yeah?
Just a reminder.
Of what?
You know, you had 24 hours. You got 14 left. You're in or out?
Well, isn't that something we can straighten out this morning?
You want to talk to the uncle? Go talk to him. My tip is, the spot you're in, better see the man himself.
Hello? Hello?
Gino, what are you hecking around for? You're just asking for trouble.
What's the matter? You afraid you're going to get mixed up in it?
Yeah, scared stiff. But that isn't where it begins. I'm more scared for you than I am for me.
For what it's worth, you don't have to worry about me.
Are you kidding?
No.
Look, I can sense it with that zombie Lorenzo. The word is out. You're contracted.
Not me.
But look, honey,
Hold it. I can't explain it all, but... You really want to help me?
You have to ask?
Okay. I'm trying to level with you, Mary.
Mary?
What?
I'd be green-eyed and scratching if I didn't know you long enough to be sure there's no Mary. Look, I'm Gloria. Remember, sweetheart?
Yeah, sure. Gloria. That's what I said.
Hey, Gina, are you all right?
Oh, sure. No, I'm not. I got a head bigger than an elephant and no memory to go along with it.
Oh, you mean you honestly don't remember last night?
No, I don't.
You've drawn a complete blank?
I guess that's just the way it is. I'm sorry.
Oh, Gino, it isn't like you. A lot of things aren't like you. You know, I mean, honestly, this morning is like waking up in bed with a stranger.
Yeah, then try this for size. What's my name?
Your name?
Yeah, who am I?
Oh, you've got to be kidding.
Let's play that I'm not who, huh?
Gino Carpacci. Who else?
It could have rocked me on my heels, except I knew it was coming. It just had to be the way things were going. The last ironic note in a whole life that had suddenly fallen apart less than 24 hours before. It had all started so simply when I went in response to a message to see the captain of our precinct.
Oh, hello, Johnny. Come in and sit.
That's a strange invitation. You greeting me like I just came in by chance. We both know it isn't that way. You called me in.
Yeah, Johnny, I know. I wish to heaven I didn't have to.
Well, we can level, I hope. Is it what I think?
I guess maybe.
I just can't believe it.
No more than me. I've been a long time in the department. Never seen anything like this.
I'm fired, huh?
Retired.
Same difference.
Well, that'd be the pension.
Yeah, 20 years. Don't bring enough. You know, I wanted to put in my 30.
I know.
How could they knock me off with my records?
Well, it's their way off the hook. They call it attrition. The painless way of cutting the budget.
Yes, except the guy that gets cut.
And to the one who has to do the cutting. Especially when he's losing his best man and a damn good friend. Look, I'm sorry, Johnny. I wish there was an easy way to do this.
No, there isn't. You know what I'd like to really cut? My throat. The best years ahead of me, pensioned off at peanuts. And where in God's name was I going to find another job? I was too sick to my stomach to face Mary. I called her instead.
Hello?
Hi, Mayor. How are you, hon?
Oh, fine, John, darling. I got something special on the stove for you tonight, too.
Oh, well, gosh, honey, I'm not going to be able to make it home for dinner tonight.
Oh, are you on the case? I hope it's not dangerous.
Oh, no. It isn't a case exactly. I got to go over some things with Bill Deems, you know, the captain.
But what about dinner?
Oh, we'll have a sandwich in.
Oh, I hate to see you not fed right. Will you be late?
Yeah, it might be kind of... don't wait up, Mary. We'll probably go out afterwards, have a glass of beer or something.
All right, darling. And take it easy on the booze. You know what the doctor said.
I know. I got the taste for it, but not the head. It's all right, darling. I promise you I won't drink any more. It's good for me. Why now?
I love you, Jono.
I love you. I left the precinct house and I started walking till I what? Oh, Johnny boy, you really did black out, didn't you? It's all a blank. Till the moment this morning you woke up in a strange bed in a strange apartment with a woman you'd never seen before in your life. But it's worse than that. Open your eyes and you're not John McCaffrey anymore. You're Gino Carpacci. Open your mouth, and that's who you sound like. Gino Carpacci. Vice boss, kingpin of the city's prostitution racket, porn parlors, numbers, gambling. Gino Carpacci. Me? You sure, Gloria?
I know my own husband, I hope. Though this morning, I don't know, the way you're acting, Oh, look, baby, you better get a shower and a shave and get your tail over to that appointment.
With Lucelli.
The man himself. Oh, Gino, what did you do?
I don't know.
You've been stealing again?
Gloria, I don't know.
You gotta have some idea. You're gonna be on the carpet. And, baby, it's no red one they're rolling out for you. Oh, Gino, I'm scared. I don't know what's happening.
So am I. That makes two of us. It was while I was getting dressed that I thought of Mary. She must be frantic. I'd have to call. And then I thought, with this voice, how could that reassure her? And in this body, how could I go home? And then, suddenly, colder than the shower I just had, my bones were ice water, thinking to myself, wait a minute. If I'm me in Gino's body, who slept beside Mary last night? And what prisoner was locked up in it? I had to find out.
Hello.
Mary?
Yes. Who's this?
Never mind for the moment. Is your husband there, John McCaffrey?
Yes, he is.
Could I talk to him, please?
Well, not right at the moment. He's not feeling himself this morning.
I could have him called back.
No, never mind. I'll call back later.
So now I knew. But I wasn't ready to talk about it yet. First, where in the name of reason had I been last night? And what happened? Teasing, tantalizing in the back of my mind was some vagrant memory. If I could just seize on it, maybe there was a way out of this nightmare.
Probably the most damaging part of a hangover is the terrible and unavoidable guilt feeling. But that seldom lasts long beyond the morning after, and life resumes its normal course. Usually. But not this time. And come to think of it, just whose hangover is it? John McCaffrey's or Gino Carpacci's? I'll return shortly with Act Two.
To the man who bought the Skyhawk, to the girl in the century, we're glad you like your Buicks, glad you set your spirit free.
And to the family from Ohio, to the folks up in St. Paul, nice to see you join us, nice to see you all.
There I was with my new Buick Skylark, and there he was, just coming out of the store with a new coffee table. I like your coffee table, I said. I was going to buy one just like it. Thank you, he said. I like your Buick Skylark, too. I was going to buy one just like it. Thank you, I answered. Then he suggested, listen, you like my coffee table and I like your Skylark. Why don't we get married? What can I say? I guess it was love at first, Buick.
It's nice to see you join us. We're glad it came to be. Nice to see you join us. Let your spirits free.
Dedicated to the free spirit in just about everyone.
Did this ever happen to you? You see or hear an ad like this. Dining room set, only $99. But when you get to the store, they tell you, we already sold it. Or instead, they show you a set that's in really bad shape. And then they try to sell you another set for $299. This is Gene King for the Council of Better Business Bureaus. And this practice is known as bait and switch. Something is advertised for a very low price, that's the bait, and they don't intend to sell it. And then the salesman tries to sell you something more expensive, and that's the switch. Bait and switch is illegal. Don't fall for it. Here's how to protect yourself. Be suspicious of any attempt by the salesman to sell you something you're not really interested in. If the salesman refuses to show you the advertised item, take your business elsewhere. And if you have any doubts at all about making a purchase, don't sign anything until you've checked out the offer completely.
There's a favorite Greek word of mine which has become very current these days, dichotomy. It means basically division into two parts. Two things occurring at the same time, but which interrelate with each other, which is what this story is about. We've looked at one side of the coin. Let's have a look at the other. As Mary McCaffrey wakes with the usual 7:30 alarm, in the manner she has for 20 years, with her husband beside her in the bed.
Johnny, it's that time.
What is it?
Time to get up.
Get up? In the middle of the night?
Oh, darling, I'm sure you don't feel well. Would you like a little aspirin?
Where am I?
Where on earth would you be except your own bed in Bayside?
Bayside?
Long Island.
How did I get here?
Oh, now, don't be silly. You came home. Though, come to think of it, the shape you were in, it was a kind of a miracle.
Home? This is home?
What's the matter with you? Oh, I know you tied one on last night, but can't you shake the cobwebs this morning? Where are you going now?
To the bathroom. Where is it?
Where else would it be but where it always has been, out in the hall? Oh, you're in worse shape than I've ever seen you. You're not yourself at all.
She was right. But looking at myself in the mirror, like the bar knocked me right over. I wasn't Gino Carpacci anymore.
I wasn't even anyone I knew. What had happened? After I left Gilberto's, I went to where? That's the whole trouble. I don't know. Somebody must have slipped me a Mickey. But if they did, brother, that was some bomb. But what am I going to do? I got to find out who I am. When I came out of the bathroom, I heard the phone ring and the woman answering it.
Hello? Yes?
So I grabbed the opportunity to get into the bedroom and start searching.
Not right at the moment.
I got a couple of more shocks. A badge. Detectives. A .38 short barrel and ammunition, plus holster. Picture of this guy and his wife. Another group picture at some beer party where every one of the slobs looked like cops. But not a name anywheres. And then I was interrupted as she came back.
Here, Johnny, drink this down. It'll do you good.
What is it?
Just don't think about it. Drink it.
What's your name?
What's my name?
All right. If I ever knew it, I'd forgotten. Tell me.
Oh, my poor darling. Sure I knew when Captain Deems called me last night you'd be in a terrible state.
Humor me, huh? Your name?
Mary. As well you ought to know, John.
Oh, Mary, okay. And I'm John. John who?
The way things are, I'm beginning to be not at all sure myself who you are. If you want to know who you were, here. Here's your driver's license.
My... John J. McCaffrey, Detective Sergeant, New York Police. That's me?
That's you. Or who you were. Oh, Johnny, darling. The captain told me everything. How you'd been let go from the department.
Let go?
A crying shame and a disgrace with your record.
I got fired from the police?
You were retired. Attrition's the name they put to it.
Wait a minute. Now, you're telling me that I'm Detective Sergeant John McCaffrey, and I've been retired, but I haven't turned in my badge yet.
Well, you've till the end of the week to do that.
Oh, have I now? Well, isn't that the great miracle? You know something, Mary? That's right, Mary, is it?
Mary.
This is like the finger of God. A miracle. What a break. I was off the hook. Nobody could touch me now. Not even the Don himself. I didn't have to crawl and beg for my neck, knowing I was going to be rubbed out anyway, whether I turned the million green ones I'd skimmed off the Enterprise's back or not. All I had to do was walk back into my own apartment, pick up the key, get the dough from the safe deposit box, and take it on the lam. The mob would never find me. They weren't looking for a retired cop. They'd be satisfied with... Then it hit me. If I was using this guy's body, he had to be using mine. That was even better. A ready-made fall guy. But before they moved in on him, I'd better move fast. I got out of the house as soon as I dressed and hit the nearest phone booth.
Yeah?
Gloria?
Who's this?
Gino, baby. Gino.
Is it crazy or something? Who are you?
Well, I told you, your husband, Gino. Gino Capacci.
You gotta be putting me on. You don't even sound like him. Besides, Gino would...
Well, Gino's what? Hey. Hey, you mean he's there? With you?
I didn't say he was.
Well, you didn't have to. I know he is. You tell him to stay put till I get there. If you know what's good for you. Don't let him get away. Who was that?
I don't know. Someone looking for you.
For me? You mean Gino?
What's the difference? We gotta twist words? I think it was a hitman. Out of town, maybe. We gotta split and fast.
No, not you. Me. Now, look, I got a ride anywhere.
Oh, the phone table by your bed.
Ah, that's better. I could use a little protection. I'm sorry to run out on you.
Oh, you can't. You can't leave me behind. You're going to take me.
Why?
Now, let's stop hacking around, Gino. Whatever you've been stealing from the organization, if you can't give it back, let's both of us get out of range before they start burying our bodies.
What do you mean, stealing?
Well, I know you got that safe deposit key.
You think anyone would figure all you kept in that box was savings bonds?
You don't know how much I'd give to know just what is in that box. I got to figure a way to make use of it.
Oh, never mind that right now. Let's get out of here while we still can.
You're right. Let's go.
Hello, Gino. You and the dog going someplace?
Hoda.
Oh, hiya, Lorenzo. Yeah, nothing in the apartment, so we figured we'd cut out and have some breakfast.
That don't fit the plans like the man told me. First, you come with me.
Put away the cannon.
I keep it hidden till we get in the car, but it's still there. Let's move, Gino.
What about me?
Who cares, baby? Just go back. Lock up and sit and wait. Come on, Gino. You've got an appointment you don't seem to want to keep.
Where are we headed, Lorenzo?
The driver knows.
I'd like to know.
I could just bet.
Okay, ask you something, Amici.
Try.
Where was I last night?
That's one of the things that interests the boss.
You mean you don't know any more than me, huh?
It's one of the things we want to find out.
Hey, you have to hold that cannon on me. What is it, a Magnum 44?
Right. Magnum 44. It could blow your middle right through your backbone. Now, don't get cute.
I'm not going to get cute. I'm going to get crazy. You want to hear something?
Well, they didn't say to gag you.
Okay. I'm not Gino Capaci.
Sure. And I'm Woody Allen. Now, where does that get us?
I'm leveling with you. No matter how wild it seems, I think you better know who I really am.
Try me.
I don't know what happened last night. While I was out of touch, wherever I was, but before I went there, wherever that was, I was Detective Sergeant John J. McCaffrey, Shield Number 5X20.
You don't say.
Hey, you gotta believe me. Well, at least listen to me, will you? Wherever you're taking me now, you got the wrong guy.
Sure, sure. But don't tell me. Tell it to Number One.
You know what's gonna happen to me if I turn up there on the carpet?
We all got problems, Amici. That's yours.
Hey, you wanna see something?
What?
A key.
So what?
Take a closer look. Safe deposit box.
So?
You got any idea how much cash money could be locked up in it? Money that can't be traced? Money for the taking?
I don't, but I'm sure Mr. One does.
We can make a deal.
No deal. I know and I'm well off.
Yeah, I guess you... Hey, look out for that truck.
Huh? What are you... You... broke my arm.
Yeah, you live if you don't tempt me to use your gun.
Oh.
Okay, driver, you got a Magnum 44 right under your ear. Just slow down the car and stop.
I'll get you for this, the last thing I
should. Shut up. Okay, driver, just park nice and easy. Now, first off, Lorenzo, open the door.
I can't.
You still have one good arm. Open. Now out. You at the wheel. Don't even breathe. That's good. Turn around, Lorenzo. Now, you driver, just don't say anything. I'm not going to hurt you. Just want to take your place. That's real nice. And leave the driver to me. You and Lorenzo can find your own way home. I wish I thought it was going to be that easy. Because there wasn't any way for me, unless I could go back somehow in time to where this fantasy began. To find myself, to be myself again. Only where was that? Where had it all begun? I said, leave the driving to me, but where to drive? I couldn't go home to Mary. I wasn't the man she married. I had to hide somewhere. For the man whose body was mine was marked for death. And then suddenly it came to me. Of course, I had to go home. Because that was where my old self was. I had to face him. And perhaps together we could find our way back to our own identity.
A confusing story,
Yes, but infinitely more confusing for the people who have to live it. Can John McCaffrey ever find his true self again? Or is he unfairly marked for death by the organization, while the man they wish to eliminate, by some supernatural accident beyond our power to imagine, will go scot-free? I shall return shortly with Act 3.
You aren't gonna have to be a home all year round.
You can do it economically.
No matter what the weather's like outside, you can change it so easily. So make summer a cooling thing. Turn winter into spring. It's the right time for carriers. Carriers right for the times.
The higher energy costs go, the more you need Carrier heat pump air conditioning. It cools your home in summer, heats it in winter for up to half the cost of electric heat and less than most oil systems. So before you replace your old furnace or put in air conditioning, talk to your Carrier dealer about heat pump air conditioning. He's the expert.
So make summer a cooling thing. Turn winter into spring. It's the right time for Carrier.
Hello, I'm Dolly Parton. Have you ever watched a weaver at his trade? Shuttles weaving faster and faster on the loom, creating a design where none has been before. And come to think of it, life's pattern is woven in just the same way, born of many different threads, meeting, merging, spinning out the small fabric of our existence. The March of Dimes is trying to create a better fabric of life, free from the tragedy of birth defects. A life which ensures every newborn the right to the most precious heritage of all, good health at birth. Medical service programs, scientific research, public education, all are part of the March of Dimes fight against this number one health problem for our nation's children. But a weaver, any weaver, needs help along the way. And birth defects are forever unless you help. Help weave a tomorrow full of bright promise for our next generation. A tomorrow without handicaps at birth. Please, give to the March of Dimes. Thank you.
Now, both men in this strange story of cross purposes and identities are desperate to solve their futures. The real John McCaffrey to save his life and find his way back to his wife. The real Gino triumphantly realizing that his neck is off the block and his future secure, save for one thing, the money and other things he has buried in his safe deposit boxes. To secure these, he has to return and face his wife, Gloria.
Who is it?
Gino.
Not you again. Just go away.
Now listen, can you hear me?
Yeah, but you don't even sound like...
I don't care what I sound like. I got a way I can convince you I'm Gino.
How?
You wear a gold anklet. It's inscribed inside. To my sex boat from her captain. Because no matter how I sound or look, I'm Gino. I'll give you more proof. I got a bracelet you gave me that's inscribed, "You're what keeps me shipshape, Captain." Now, will you open up?
Look, I don't know what's happening. What do you want?
Something very simple. A key out of my table drawer.
The safe deposit key?
Yeah.
Oh, well, you're too late. Gino, I don't know, the man who looks like Gino took it with him.
Where'd he go?
I don't know. Lorenzo, well, I guess you know who he is.
My so-called bodyguard.
He took Gino, the man, away.
Damn it, Gloria, with the key?
Yes.
Oh, no. Look, this crazy thing has happened. It was all so perfect. Looking the way I do, I could sneak out from under, but I got to have that key.
It's too late.
Well, maybe I can catch up with him. Look, when I left you last night at Gilberto's, where'd I go? Come on, where'd I go?
I don't know. I just don't know.
But I came home, eh?
You didn't. I didn't even know you. Gino came
home. All right, Gino. Where had he been?
Oh, well, look, it's no use shaking me. You're hurting my arm.
Come on, now, will you?
I don't know. He didn't know. Last night was all a blank to him.
The same it is to me.
Yeah, well, then I guess the only way you can solve it, Gino and you, or whoever you are, is between the two of you. Yes.
Hello, Mary.
I don't know you.
You don't recognize me?
No, I don't know who you are.
Suppose I was to say, when I kissed you in front of the priest at our wedding, the words I whispered in your ear were, Mary Aroon, we're in God's pocket at last.
Oh, they were the words, but how could you know them?
Because no matter how I look or sound, I'm your John. Now, can I come in?
Well, I'll let you in, but you're not my John. What is it you want?
I want to see your husband. The man you think is John. Now, where is he?
I don't know, and I mean that from my heart. I don't know where he's gone.
I've got to find him. Have you any idea where I might? It's life or death.
Any other day I might have. Only today isn't like any other day. The whole world has turned topsy-turvy. He might be at the precinct, but I doubt it.
That's the last place he'd go.
How do you know?
Because I told you, Mary, I'm John, remember?
I think I must be going mad. Why are you looking for John? For the man I thought was my John, or I don't know what I'm saying, but why are you looking for the man you're looking for?
Because I want to get back into my own body before this one is shot full of holes and dumped in the river in a cement jacket.
What?
Unless I find the man you sent off this morning, there won't be any John coming back to you ever. And the crook named Gino Carpacci, who's mixed up in every dirty racket in the city, including double-crossing his boss, will get away clean unless I find him. I came away from my house and my beloved Mary, crumbling to pieces inside. What was this terrible judgment that had been visited on us? Bad enough to lose my job, but to lose my wife, my future, even my own self, was even worse. What could I do now? I headed for the subway, fishing in my pocket for money, and my fingers closed around the safe deposit key. Of course, there was one chance. If there was anywhere I might find the real Gino Carpacci, it would be at the bank. I fished out the key and looked at it. An ordinary safe deposit key, numbered for identification. But what bank? I crossed my fingers Gloria might know.
Yes?
It's Gino. You alone?
Yeah. Oh, Gino, you...
Hold it, baby, hold it. Just tell me one thing.
Only after you tell me. Are you all right?
I'm fine. Now it's your turn. What bank do I use?
Honey, are you still all cooked up?
Never mind, Dad. What bank?
Second National, but
okay,
I want to know...
Okay, babe. All I need to know... The vault manager recognized me, and the sheet I had to sign had earlier signatures on it by Gino himself. What I forged was close enough, and the box had just what I figured. I didn't stop to count the money. What was more interesting was a list of names and the whole structure of the organization. And what was most interesting after I put the box back and came out was meeting myself. I've been waiting for you. Don't move. This is a gun in your back. I've been looking for you. Now, let me ask you something, Gino, or John, whatever you want to call yourself. Where were we last night? And how did this whole mix-up happen? I don't care. For me, I mean, for Gino Carpacci, it works out great. But not so great for John McCaffrey, huh? How do we meet each other? How do we ever make the switch?
Yes, sir. What will it be?
Double rye, some water on the side.
Coming right up.
What is this place? I never saw it before.
Oh, it's been here a long time. I call it the other side of the coin. Here's your drink.
How much?
Oh, tonight's a special night. Everything on the house.
What's the occasion?
Just my pleasure, kind of a special night for me. It's like my birthday.
So,
Good for you. Happy birthday.
Oh, come on now. I want everyone happy. What's your problem?
It doesn't matter.
It does to me. Tell you what, if I gave you a wish, what would you wish?
What difference would it make?
Oh, you never can tell.
I don't want to kid around.
Oh, come on, take a chance. You see that guy down at the other end of the bar?
You mean the dude with the stick pin and the diamond rings? Nah, he looks kind of familiar.
Ah, that's Gino Capaci, big wheel in the mob. Got it made, sensational blonde for a wife. And on top of all the rackets, there's nothing in the world he doesn't want, right?
I guess not.
It, you know something funny? He feels just the way you do, right at this moment.
How do you know how I feel?
Oh, secrets of the trade. You know what you were saying to yourself as you stared down into that rye and water in front of you?
Maybe.
I'll tell you. You were saying the way things have turned up, I'd give anything to be in somebody else's shoes, not mine. That's right.
Yeah. Well, maybe.
So it's midnight and I'm closing, and like I said, it's my birthday. I've decided to give the both of you a birthday present from me. Have a happy...
Remember now, the bar, how I became Gino when you became me. I remember the bar, vaguely. Last night, you wanted to wish yourself in anyone else's shoes, so you ended up in mine. And I felt the same way, so I ended up in yours. So I'm the lucky one, thanks to our friend the bartender. Oh, you remember him and the bar. It did happen then, eh?
Yes, sir. What'll it be?
What kind of rocks? Make it a double.
Ah, sure thing. You have troubles, buddy.
Bigger than you could dream up, Mac. Just give me the drink, eh?
Yes, on the way. But if you have problems, just forget them. Everybody steps up to this bar, got them. You are no different.
They all got nothing next to me. I got the number one.
What's number one?
My neck. You know anyone else's shoes I could step into? I don't care what his problem is. Just give me the word. I'll step right in.
Yes, yes, you told me. That's why I just made a deal with the guy right down the bar.
Oh, yeah? What kind of a deal?
Now, why don't you move on down next to him and we could talk it over?
Well, what do I got to lose?
All right, everybody. Just freeze, you too, Gino. Get away from that guy.
Oh, no, 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 Lorenzo. No, wait. I'm having to give me a break. Will you give me a break?
I'm here for only one thing. The boss says goodbye.
Is he going to be all right, Doctor?
Oh, yes, thanks to a good constitution, he'll make it.
Oh.
Now, don't spend too long with him, Mrs. McCaffrey. He's had quite a morning.
Oh, but what do you mean?
Well, the press and all the publicity about his reinstatement on the force and his promotion because of his bravery under fire. Oh, the commissioner himself was here. I understand there's quite an award for the evidence he's dug up for the DA's office.
Oh, yes, that's, but how does he look?
Well, you can't expect too much now. He had a couple of bad chest wounds, but luckily nothing serious was damaged. He's weak and lost some blood, but I don't think you'll find him looking too bad. Here we are. Well, Sergeant McCaffrey, I've brought you a visitor.
Mary?
Oh, Johnny. It's yourself you are.
What else would you ask?
Oh, not a thing in the world now you're back.
Well, where have I been, then?
Oh, darling, you don't remember.
There's a lot of things I don't remember. What day is it, then?
Monday.
No, 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 I don't mean that. What is the date?
Oh, the 1st of March.
Oh, is that all? It seems such a long time since yesterday, and I came home after drinking.
Oh, that wasn't yesterday, dear. That was the day before.
Oh, no, no, no. It had to be yesterday. The last day of the month. I remember when Bill was telling me I was through on the force. And I was thinking to myself the date was February 28th.
And so it was.
So, that makes it yesterday.
Oh, no, darling. You see, you've lost a whole day here in the hospital with the operation and all.
But how could that be if it's the 1st of March?
Because, dear heart, it's leap year. The day you lost was the 29th of February.
Oh, Mary, would you hold me close now and promise me that day was lost entirely?
It was for you. You were under sedation all the time.
Oh, then heaven be thanked. All the rest was...
All what rest, dear?
Never mind, darling. It's a lost day I'll never miss as long as I live. Oh, the things a man can dream.
That past master of quotes, Mr. William Shakespeare, said it all. We are such stuff as dreams are made on, and our little life is rounded with a sleep. Not to twist the intent of the quote, how fortunate that Detective Sergeant, now Lieutenant McCaffrey, awakened from his sleep. And to himself, not the terror of being imprisoned in someone else's body. I'll be back shortly.
Winter's over, spring is here. I'm Debbie Reynolds, and I know, because the big annual spring sale is on right now at Singer. It's your chance to get the fabulous Futura 2 machine in a magnificent sewing center cabinet and save $100. You can even get a Singer zigzag machine, sale price to just $88. Well, there are lots of machines on sale at the big spring sale going on now. So what are you waiting for? Hurry to Singer. Tell them Debbie sent you.
Some days I like to just stay home and read a good book, but one that I can really lose myself in. Well, The Physicians was that kind of book. It was about a young doctor who was almost ruined by a rich man's malpractice suit, and how he and his lawyer, a woman, untangle a web of legal and medical lies to prove his innocence. The ending was absolutely terrific. The Physicians was absolutely terrific. The Physicians is my kind of book.
The Physicians, your kind of book. Now from Pocket Books. We hope you don't ask for explanations. Suspension of disbelief is the nature of mystery. But for the record, I made one pilgrimage myself after hearing this story for my own enlightenment. There was a bar called The Other Side of the Coin. The block in which that bar existed was condemned by the city in 1968, also a leap year. Our cast included Ralph Bell, Bryna Rayburn, Bob Caliban, and Ian Martin. The entire production was under the direction of Hyman Brown. And now, a preview of our next tale.
You see, the players all go on chartered flights, and wives and sweethearts aren't allowed. But you can meet me. Chicago, St. Louis, Kansas City, all over. 2 months of that. Don't worry, honey, we'll get together. Now and then.
It wasn't easy, Sergeant Callahan.
I don't suppose it was.
I'd never heard of a life like that. The training, the practice games, the exhibition games. And then I think that was the worst of all. The banquet circuit. See, Jim made speeches at colleges. All over. Sometimes 6 speeches in 1 week. The last speech he made was right here in this town. At your college here. It was a little while after that speech that I killed him.
Radio Mystery Theater was sponsored in part by True Value Hardware Stores. This is E.G. Marshall inviting you to return to our Mystery Theater for another adventure in the macabre. Until next time, pleasant dreams.
Bill Garrity and the Moonwatch follow CBS News at 12 midnight. This is AM 97, KOIN, Portland, and it is 12 midnight.
CBS News. Spain is partially lifting its long-standing ban on political parties. Good morning, I'm Mike Stanley reporting on the CBS Radio Network. The ban on political parties has existed since the Spanish Civil War that ended in 1939. The government of King Juan Carlos announced last night that it's revising the penal code of the late General Francisco Franco to enable such parties as the Socialists or Christian Democrats to organize freely. Communist, anarchist, or separatist groups would remain illegal. The proposed political reforms must be endorsed by the parliament and accepted by the opposition before Spain can move to parliamentary democracy of the style found in the rest of Western Europe. Islamic State's delegates at the United Nations are calling for an urgent meeting of the Security Council to consider the situation in Jerusalem and the Israeli-occupied West Bank of the Jordan River. The call for the Security Council session grew out of a two-hour meeting of the Jerusalem Committee of the 42-nation Islamic group. The meeting focused on the repeated Arab riots and demonstrations in the West Bank area during the past 3 weeks. CBS News continues following this message.
If I could leave one thing with you, I'd leave it just behind. I'd like to leave a brightened sky as my gift to all mankind. If I could choose just one small thing to the children, I'd be free. A life forever and healthy, something nice to breathe. Yes, this is my legacy, this is my prayer. Most of all, I'd leave you all with a breath of your fresh air.
Air pollution is a man-made product that grew up in a machine age, the result of a means to an end. But the end must change if we're to continue breathing. We can clean up the air, perhaps even in your time, but we need your help. Won't you? Join with your lung association in the fight against air pollution. It's a matter of life and breath.
A crackdown has been ordered on use of the Air Force's 25 special mission planes detailed to providing official government travel. CBS News Pentagon correspondent Ike Pappas has that story.
Defense Secretary Rumsfeld has tightened regulations on the use of military aircraft by Defense Department officials and ordered his department heads to keep a closer watch on the private use of those planes. At the same time, the Pentagon confirmed that in January of last year, then-Army Secretary Howard Bo Calloway and Deputy Secretary of Defense William Clements used an Air Force transport to fly them from Colorado Springs to the ski resort Calloway owns in Crested Butte, Colorado, where they spent the weekend. The government was not reimbursed the $322 cost of the trip. Reportedly, Calloway has also used military aircraft on three other occasions to fly to the Pine Mountain, Georgia resort his family runs. The cost of those trips was put at $8,000. Calloway was unavailable for comment, but his lawyers confirmed that Calloway had on several occasions used government planes to make private trips, but had canceled checks to prove that he paid for them. Ike Pappas, CBS News, Washington.
Federal investigators reportedly have received information linking a Cuban government spy with an alleged plot to assassinate President Ford and former California Governor Ronald Reagan. The Chicago Tribune reports that an informer told FBI agents that the spy, going under the code name Andres Gomez, was an advisor to the San Francisco area guerrilla group known as the Emilio Zapata Unit. That's the terrorist band which came into existence about a year ago and has taken credit for about a dozen bombings. The Trib says federal agents and Latin American intelligence experts picked out the picture of the so-called Andres Gomez as a member of the Cuban spy agency, the Directorate of General Intelligence. Now this.
Hello there, I'm Mike Roy. The next voice you hear will be that of none other than Norman Brokenshire Bracken.
Boy, I tell you, if you turn me loose in the kitchen, everything could be broken, Shire. What are you going to do for tomorrow?
I got a two-day project coming up, Denny. Tomorrow we'll make a new fresh lemon pie. Then Saturday we'll make the meringue topping for it.
Oh, wait a second. Two-day, that means I got to wash the dishes after the first day so I can get...
Wait, you taste the pie. You'll love it.
You promise?
Uh-huh.
You'll give me more than just a little slice?
Oh, yes.
Then I'll show up tomorrow for Mike's cook thing on CBS.
Have you ever heard a train of thought? How about a brainstorm or a march of dimes? I said a march of dimes?
That isn't funny. Birth defects are no joke, and the March of Dimes has devoted huge amounts of time and money to finding the means to prevent them.
Oh, well, can I help?
Indeed, by giving generously to the March of Dimes. Now, have you ever heard a bathtub ring?
Two presidential candidates have decided to tell their opponents they shouldn't be running. Arizona Congressman Morris Udall complained that the late entry of Idaho Senator Frank Church into the Democratic contest only confuses and complicates the campaign. Said Church, it's never too late, nor are the odds ever too great to try. Republican challenger Ronald Reagan, campaigning in Hickory, North Carolina, was asked about the source of newly developed pressure for him to quit the race and unify Republicans behind one candidate.
That pressure is engineered from the same place that they engineered the pressure for me not to run in the first place, the White House. I'm not going to pay any attention to them now when they suggest that I should quit. Let them tell him to quit.
Him, of course, refers to President Ford. It would appear perfectly safe to predict Mr. Ford will ignore the Reagan suggestion. Mike Stanley, CBS News.
6 minutes after 12 midnight on a Friday morning, March 19th. Good morning, my name's Bill Garrity. I'll have local news for you at 12:30. In the meantime, let's listen to the music.